Today on a chilling episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, can spirits step into a modern home and manipulate items, electronics, and regular household goods in a way to communicate with the living? Do spirits sometimes go too far, causing for more mental harm than good in this desperate attempt to be heard? That story and more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We would absolutely love to hear them. Of course, if you want to support the show, get extra stuff like all of our bonus episodes, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. We have that as well, along with the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything commercial-free, videos. It's all there. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Go there, sign up, get access to all of the bonus stuff. You're going to love it. And we're going to keep adding more and more cool bonus stuff as well over the next couple of months. So you don't want to miss out on a lot of that. It's Tony and Harper Brewski with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
I saved some frogs of the future and some already grown frogs.
You did. You did. Now, a little backstory on this. So we, about a year ago, decided, let's get a pool. So 365 days ago. And I knew like we were way too late in the season to like get it done by the end of last summer. But I thought, you know, June, July of previous year, realistically, maybe this summer. So, and here's the crazy thing. And I do not blame my pool guys. They've been really nice and really good. But we got all the concrete's laid, everything's there, but the plaster has been the thing. As with everything in the world right now, there's a shortage of this, there's a shortage of that, there's a shortage of people who can do it, there's a shortage of the product itself, and that's been our issue. But they're about to start to do it, but it's been sitting there now for about 3 months, and it's turned into a frog habitat with tadpoles and frogs and toads. And Harper's been making the best of it. She's been going down there like every day, and she's got like a little net, and she's named the frogs, and she has little ones she brings up, and it's been really kind of a neat National Geographic spring thus far.
I have one named Henry. He's a big old toad.
And they finally drained it yesterday because they're about to actually do the plaster, supposedly.
Don't worry, I saved them all.
But she did. She went down to the creek. She got them all into a big bucket. The frogs, tadpoles, everything.
Except for Henry. Henry lives in the garden.
Henry now lives in our garden, yes. And we made a little habitat for him over there. But she got all these amphibians together in a big old bucket, put it on a wagon, and then she walked down to the creek. And I'm telling you, I watched her from up at the porch. And she, it looked like a storybook character, this little girl with the red hair flowing in the back, pulling her amphibians, and she gets it down there and she gets them all dumped into the creek, and then they go on their way to live a good life. But it was pretty impressive.
I save amphibians.
Yeah. Harper's like a storybook character. If you haven't figured that out by now, it's very interesting, and she makes me a proud dad. But this is interesting too, because with all the amphibians that you saved, word got out. Apparently they communicated with somebody. Ooh. all the way to the depths of the one and only Casey Kasem. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. So Casey is in touch and from the grave.
And
let's hear what Casey has to say.
Hello, Casey.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Hi, Harper. This is Casey Kasem. Yes, I may be dead, but your dad thinks it's really freaking cool to bring people back from the dead. Kind of like Frankenstein. I would watch that shit if I were you. Anyways, I recently received a letter from the Amphibian Society of North America. It reads, "Dear Casey, we need to recognize the little girl who has rescued more than 100 future frogs of America." That's right. We don't call them tadpoles anymore, because that's offensive, but that's another story. Anyway, the hundreds of frogs that have already reproduced have now created more than 5,000 frogs. Thanks to your goodwill. Casey, could you please play Bring Me a Higher Love by Steve Winwood? Because without the love and care of Harper, we could never leap to the higher places we are now. By the way, just know, we don't forget the shizzle.
Okay.
Oh. We're plotting the murder of those who took away our pool habitat. Watch out, pool boys. Because we know where you live. Change the request up, Casey. Murder was the case. Keep it real. Hugs and kisses. Thaw hippie hoppers. Harper, here's your request and dedication.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Casey was right on that. To jump to murder was the case.
My mind starts tripping. Oh my god.
Wow.
Watch out, pool boys.
Watch out, pool boys, because those frogs.
That sounds like a band.
Those frogs can be serious creatures, you know? I mean, the frogs that we have around here, they're not known to be poisonous and stuff, but some of those that we've seen like at the zoo before, remember like those ones that they're behind very thick glass, almost kind of like the limo of the president of the United States, where it's like an inch thick and you don't want anything to get out of this thing. Uh-huh. And you look in and there's these gorgeous, like orange and bright blue and yellow frogs. So they're super tiny.
And they're cute.
Yeah. If they touch you, you would die almost immediately.
But they don't want that.
And that's
asked for that.
No, they don't necessarily. That's why they stay in the jungle. And then some dumbass says, let's put them in Ohio at the zoo. Why the Toledo? The poisonous frogs are killing. Yeah, that'd be much better up there. But I mean, in a way, it's interesting because it educates people on it. But at the same point, it's like,
just go out there yourself.
Like, what are we doing with these frogs? But
the poor frogs set them free.
I would be so afraid to handle something like that, because it's not like you're going to get bit. It's literally, it touches you. It touches you, and the toxicity of whatever they carry puts you into, and it's not like a pleasant death either. It's not like you pass out and die. It's more like you're going to shake and you're going to foam at the mouth for hours on end and seizure it out. Yeah, I mean, it's like a horrible, horrible death.
Seizure frogs are my friends, so don't mess me.
It's so scary because they're like these lovely little creatures, but some of them can do that damage of stuff to people.
They're just friendly little things. Do you think they asked to have that ability to kill people? They're just innocent little things that just want to live.
So is Freddy Krueger. So was Jason.
Those aren't innocent
little things that wanted to live.
I'd like them better if they were in frog masks.
And I have no... You know, with like AI editing and everything now, you could probably take that movie and you could literally set that up pretty easily, where like the frog mask just sticks to the character no matter where it goes. It could be like a weekend project. That'd be something that used to be like cost like, oh, you want to, that's like $500 million if you want to do that. Now it's like you could create it on the weekend on your computer.
Can we do that?
I have better things to do. And as do you. So in theory, fun idea.
It's a great idea. I'd do it.
855-853-4802 is our phone number.
Maybe when I'm older.
What?
Maybe when I'm older, I can make.
Oh, yeah. Sure. When you get your free time, you go for it. Yeah. Completely. Yeah. You do it.
You do that.
It's something I would have done when I had free time when I was a kid playing on the computer. I did all sorts of crazy stuff.
What did you do?
I crashed it several times. But I would try and edit computer programs, which I didn't know really what I was doing. And I would try and it was just kind of interesting to experiment with some of this stuff at the time.
Were you able to do that, though?
In some ways, yeah.
Like, what did you do?
The one I remember doing, it was a demo of, like, what's that called? Marble. It was like it was a puzzle game where the marbles dropped, and then you get three in a row, and it, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay.
And it was originally marbles. And I discovered that I could edit the image files of the game, and I could edit the audio files of the game.
What did you do?
I put cat heads in place of the marbles. And then all of the sounds of, like, the marbles clinking and, like, dropping and moving and all of that stuff, that the marble sound effects were different cat sound effects. So it became cat head drop. And you had to, like, match the cat heads up that look, they would look like decapitated cat heads. Oh, and then every That's time, horrible. Like, every time they moved, it was like a...
You were... how old are you?
At that time, I was probably about 12 or 13.
Okay, so you weren't like 5 in doing this.
No, I was like 12 or 13. Because you used to get like these demo discs from the store that would give you demos of future games. And one of the demos was that game. And it was like you get like one or two levels of it. And then I just started like really looking into the actual files and the folders that the game was in. And I realized, oh, these cat heads are just like JPEG files or bitmap files that you could easily edit in Paint. And so I started opening them. I'm like, what if I put a different picture on here other than the marble? And I did it. And I started playing the game. I'm like, oh, and then my new picture showed up in the game. I'm like, oh. And then I put all cat heads. And then I made this cat sound effects. And it was just kind of a little experiment, but it turned into kind of a fun game I played for many years.
Just gift that disc to, like, one of your friends.
Yeah.
Or, like, grandma.
Oh, she played it. It was on the...
Really?
She had no idea I did that to the game.
Decapitated cat.
Excuse me. We were playing it one night. I'm like, check out this game, Mom. And she's like, oh, this is crazy. It's cat heads. Oh, my God. What is this? I said, I made it. It's like, what? I'm like, it was originally marbles. And I said, I explained to you exactly what I just did. And she was like, huh? And she still doesn't understand. She doesn't. I mean, it's she's never been very computer savvy. But yeah,
my
I mean,
dad did that.
It was fun. It was fun. 855-853-4802. Let's go to our first letter of the day. It all started out when we used to live in Gardena, California. My grandpa, we call him Alfredo Gonzalez, tragically passed away in September of 2014.
Would you like some chin with that?
Had to cough for a moment. Would you like some what with that?
Some chicken with that?
Chicken. There's a news article about it online called 82-year-old pedestrian dies. Quiet. I'm not going to have to mute your mic. Pedestrian dies after being hit by car in Gardena from the Daily Breeze. September 11th, 2014, he was involved in a hit and run on that street of 132nd and Normandy. We had a funeral and everything. After days passed, I was alone in the house by myself. My parents went to the casino and my brothers were out. I was checking if everything is locked and turned off. When I walked to the back to see if it was locked, I saw a shadow of my grandpa walking from the kitchen. I was like, huh, what is that? I turned to look in the kitchen and there's nothing there. Years passed. May 3rd of 2017 came. I learned my grandpa passed away from pneumonia. I was sad all the time. Began to see him in my dreams after they were already dead. Alive in my dreams, but in real life, they're gone from my life. They're trying to reach out to me using my electronics. I saw another shadow in the hallway of her old home. It's not much of a ghost story, but it's related to the paranormal. I do believe there is life after death. When we moved to a new city called Whittier, California, I began to see hummingbirds. Every now and then, my one relative said, the hummingbirds are my grandparents visiting me. And I believe that. We lose many people in this world, and it hurts. I even lost my great-grandparents to my dad's side, an uncle I never knew when I was a toddler, also aunts and uncles I had lost in 2019. My brother's wife lost her dad in 2020, and I always think of him as my third grandpa. By the time I'm typing this, I have tears. Sometimes pets tend to pick up on things when a person dies. My dog Cookie is sensitive, and she felt it when my grandpa died. She started barking, and that's when I knew he's gone. She also felt her favorite person, which is my aunt Amanda, when she died. She loved her very much and would demand pets. Year of 2012, I still carry my grandparents' spirit with me, and I know they're looking out for me. It hurts to lose a loved one, and I still bear the pain of losing them. Thank you for reading this. Hope to be a Patreon supporter, not a gravekeeper. What? What are you laughing about over there?
We technically kind of are gravekeeper.
Well, no, gravekeeper is over on the Grave Talks. Extra podcast person is here. But I think they said a gravekeeper on here because I think they just got confused. Two different things. Anyway, I love you both. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay safe. Thank you for that story. I do appreciate that. What's your thoughts on that one?
So for us, instead of hummingbirds, we have cardinals.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Too many.
We have an infestation of cardinals.
I love them.
I do too. Even though every single day when I go out to my truck in
they
the morning.
On your truck.
Both, I swear, every morning I go out there, they perch themselves on my right and left mirrors. They do. There's usually like a male cardinal and a female cardinal on either side of my mirrors. And then they poop there, and then it runs down the side of my truck. So I have to get my truck washed like several times a week because there's constantly bird poop right there. But I walk out there in the morning, and honest to God, my grandpa was really into birds and loved all that. And I always had a really close connection to him.
Maybe it's my great-grandparents.
And when he passed, whenever I saw a cardinal, I always thought it was him. You know, it's what the way you deal with things. But it's like, I don't know, like I kind of feel like he's around a lot, and I love that. He was a really good guy, and he was technically my step grandpa, but he stepped in, was the only grandpa I've ever had. But yeah, it's interesting. And I think that all the time with the birds as they linger outside the windows and shit on the side of my truck.
You can't swear.
Oh, I can say that, I think. I think we're okay with
so
it.
So I can say shit too?
No, stop. By the way, speaking of my truck, this is kind of interesting. I think we may be the first podcast to do this.
Maybe.
In our genre, I think. But we are actually going to have a station vehicle. A station vehicle is like radio station vehicle, so I still call it that. So I don't know what you call it with with this platform. Pod vehicle? That just sounds kind of weird.
Like futuristic.
It's like a pod vehicle.
It's a pod vehicle.
I don't know, but we're getting our vehicle lettered, and putting our logos on the side for Real Ghost Stories Online and a QR code so people can just go and find it when we're on the road. But it's going to be interesting, as you know, we do a lot of driving and stuff around. We're kind of in the middle of the country, but I'm really excited to kind of hear from you guys as you may see us in random places here and there.
Come say hi.
Yeah, definitely. Just don't be creepy about it.
Don't be demonic.
Don't be like, I see you got the fried pickles there. Can I have one? But could you take the breading off of it for me? I guess. But could you do it with your teeth? No, no, I can't. So don't come up to us like that. But it's more like, hey, you want to have a drink and talk about ghosts? Yes, that's totally cool.
When did you have that experience?
I haven't. I don't think. No, I haven't yet.
Okay.
I've only had positive experiences. It's been the most random of places where people come up to us.
Like the Lowe's.
Lowe's parking lot, the middle of Target.
It's been interesting.
It has been interesting. Gas. The one of the weirdest ones was you were in elementary. You weren't even on the show yet. You had done, like some little appearances here and there, like on Halloween. But I was in a gas station near your school because I was going to pick you up from school that day. And I was getting gas nearby, and then a guy comes up to me in the gas station and goes, "Are you Tony Bruschi?" yeah. He's like, "Oh, I love Real Ghost Stories, Dylan. Are you going to pick Harper up from school right now?"
That's oddly.
And that was oddly creepy to me he said that. Like, it was like kind of neat. It's for like, "Oh, yeah, okay." I'm like, and I did go to your school and said, we really kind of need to keep an eye on anyone who tries to check Harper out.
Yeah.
Because you have to really watch that. So, I mean, obviously nothing happened, but it was rather bizarre.
Creepy.
So,
creepy,
yeah.
Creepy. And, well, so please don't be that guy.
And no, Harper knows karate and she...
And the queen of amphibians.
She's aware as hell of everything. I found a new show that you need to watch.
Ooh.
It's like a modern version of To Catch a Predator.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're really going to like it.
I'm going to love this.
Anyway.
Watch out. I know how to fight back.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
And yes, I do get paid for this.
Yes, yes, she does. Let's go to our next story. Let's go back to the letter. It says, hey, Tony and Harper, my name's Tanya, and I'm running because I think I may have an answer to who the children were that were running in the hallways and putting handprints on ceilings. The story was written in by a daughter about her mom's new apartment in Boston a little while back. I believe she mentioned something about it being an old warehouse before becoming an apartment building, and that's why I'm writing to you today. About to give you a boring, brief history lesson, but I promise it will all tie in the end. I grew up in a city roughly about 30 minutes from Boston. It was a place where the Industrial Revolution basically started. Lowell, Massachusetts is the city. During this time in history, there were many immigrants coming to the States, and many worked in the mills. Immigrant families were discriminated. It was hard to find jobs, so even children had to work to help out. The mills were one of the very few places that accepted the immigrants to work, and they took advantage of that. The owners of the mills accepted children as young as 5 to work in the mills. I learned in class that working and housing conditions of the mills were horrendous, infested with bugs, rats. Rooms where the actual mills were located in the unbearable and congested air that was filled with soot, and workers had to cover their mouths and noses while they operated the mills. Yes, honey. This shit existed once, and there was child labor that went into a lot of it, too.
That's sad.
And that's like about 100 years ago. And
only 100 years ago?
And as you get older, you start to realize how not long ago 100 years ago was. It's scary, because it's like, oh, that's so long ago. And suddenly you're like, almost 50, you're like, oh, crap, like...
That'd be 150 years old.
Because you go back to like child and go... Well, 50 years ago, would have been like, well, that's nothing. Like, oh, gosh. You start to realize, the older you get, the more you can realize just how not far back the past was. And it seems like it was forever ago. And you're like, oh, really? That's from like Ja Rule to Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
And it's like, that's like, and then you look at like the distance in the past that you didn't live through.
Yeah.
And you quantified, and it's like, okay, that's that distance. So like, what is that? And it's like, oh gosh, that's really not that far ago. Anyway, To tie my history lesson to the story, many children and people that worked there died due to the conditions of the mills. A piece of equipment from the mill, it would fly off, hit him in the head. The piece that flies back and forth, Google an image and I think you'll get the picture. I also learned that many of the young girls were raped by owners as well and never said anything because of fear that they could lose their jobs. A lot of mills look like warehouses, so I thought maybe the one her mother moved into is one of the many mills in Massachusetts. Pretty much most, if not all, of the old mills in Lowell have been renovated into luxury loft apartments. I've always wanted to check some of the some out potentially to move into, but I don't know if I can live in one of them alone, knowing what I know about them. The second thing I wanted to tell you guys is about something I think you all overlooked about haunted furniture, primarily the story about a demonic bunk bed. After listening to one of your callers saying the ghosts that were living humans can turn into evil spirits due to frustration in the afterlife, I thought of lynchings and if the trees used could have been cut down and used as lumber. As we can all imagine, those poor souls probably never went to the light. The final tidbit I wanted to mention is something that my mother told my brother and I when we were very little. My mom and stepdad were renovating the ceiling in our bedroom. We shared, so we took our mattress and slept in the dining room. Her young children had found it fun to be camping out in the dining room and stayed up late making shadow animals with our hands on the walls. That's when her mom came down to check on us, and when she saw what we were doing, she scolded us not to play with shadows. She said playing with shadows will invite shadow people to come into her house and make themselves known. Mom was always a skeptic and never talked about ghosts and such, so we were surprised when she said that to us. My mom immigrated from Vietnam, and she has a bunch of creepy stories from her motherland. Ever since then, I never played with shadows again. Love your podcast and the dynamic between everybody. It's hilarious. I binged and listened to all your episodes when I found it back during Halloween. I've been hooked ever since, and I'm a proud EPP member. My mom has a bunch of stories about her late boyfriend, but this letter is already very long, so maybe I'll write in a letter at a later time. Take care, guys. Thank you so much. Thoughts?
Good mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't play with shadows. That's one thing I certainly learned ever since I started doing the show. I've hated shadow puppets. I've hated shadows in general.
Have you ever had an experience with a shadow not doing what it should?
No. They just creep me out.
Actually, you have.
Really?
Remember?
It's when, not okay.
No, remember when we were at the Prairie Grove Battlefield, which actually happens to be a story in EPP episode 411, if you guys want to go back.
Wow.
Written in by a local listener of our show who has stories of the battlefield. But our experience of the Prairie Grove battlefield, do you remember the old, it was like underneath the schoolhouse, I believe?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
We had a camera. Well, it was our phone. And we just kind of stuck it there for a couple minutes. And there was a shadow person, it looked like, that walked through with a very dim light that was down there. And it was very, very creepy. And I posted it online years ago, and many, many people saw it and like became kind of viral. It started popping up in like some of those like TikTok-y type videos where it's like, and these people saw this shadow in this basement, and then it possessed them and they died.
That's all going to be debunked now because here we are alive and
happy. That's the thing. I see all these videos, these horrible TikTok videos, which like kind of give the truth about something, and then these people have no idea what the hell they're talking about, and they're just spouting it out there to get to monetize their videos. And
wait, about us?
No, about whatever. I mean, anything, really.
Yeah.
And they dramatized it up so much that it totally is not real. And then everybody's like, oh my gosh, that must be true. It's scary.
Yeah, I don't trust TikTok videos. Oh, another thing that's scary is, you know how you have your cast?
Right now, yeah.
And how you like keep on like telling these like crazy stories that like never happened?
Oh, okay. So what Harper is referring to is every time someone asks me, what happened, because I look like RoboCop right now on this arm.
Alexa,
over here.
Lift the arm.
And yeah, there's so we got it. Don't trigger her over there. So every time someone asks me what's going on, and I've talked about this on the show before, especially a coffee shop that we go to quite frequently, they're always, oh my gosh, what happened? And tonight, for the first time, I was there, you were there, my girlfriend's daughter was there, because those two go into a cooking class together, and she asked what happened, and I said, well, what did I go with tonight? It was the lemurs?
It was beavers.
No, lemur. It was lemurs. Beavers. No, I've never done beavers.
Yes, you have.
No, it was lemurs. You misheard me. I said it was a wild pack of lemurs that attached onto me while I was trying to save kittens from a burning tree, and the lemurs were rabid, and they latched onto my arm, and I flung my arm away, and by flinging the lemurs towards the fire, they put it out. Unfortunately, the rabid lemurs died in the process, and I had to get rabies shots. And she just looks at me, and she just kind of gives me this nod like, you're insane. And I said, and that's the story. And she's like, okay. And I said, congratulations. You're the first person of this business that I've said a crazy story to and called me out on it. Because she started laughing. Like, seriously, like, I've said so many crazy stories to people at this coffee store, because there's ones all over the city. And every time they're like, oh my God, are you okay? I didn't know if I could call you out on it. I'm like, no. Thank God you did, because I was starting to lose faith in people.
And this is just...
And she was like, I've always thought, like, if I get injured or something and I have to have something, I'm going to say crazy things to people. I'm like, well, there you go. You understand me. It's a kindred soul. So finally, somebody gave me a little refresh in humanity, because it's literally been like that everywhere I go.
It's scary.
I say like this to the and I always admit I'm lying, but I go into it for like a couple of seconds and everybody's just like, oh my gosh. And they buy into it and they buy in. And it's like, oh gosh. I don't know. I mean,
like, that's not okay.
It gives me a better understanding now, I think.
More ghost stories for us, I guess.
Of how cults kind of start, and how people can believe almost anything if it's delivered in some sort of an intriguing way. It's scary. It really is spooky.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person on EPP. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more. And you keep us on the air. We greatly appreciate that. It goes to Harper's College Fund over here. Yes, indeed it does. I'm not even lying. So if you like the show, sign up. Get all the bonus stuff. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. And we thank you for that. Until next time. For Harper and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.